Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by Link Soul. Check out their spring collection. Go to linksoul.com. And by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to nestbedding.com.
Oakland A's baseball is just around the corner.
The pitch to Ramon is drilled to left center, way back. How far will it fly as the A's take the lead? Laureano drills one up into the seats in left center.
A high set, the leg kick, the pitch. Fastball, strike three, called. High octane at 95.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
Happy Memorial Day, everybody. It's a beautiful night here in Oakland, and we're going to have a good one for you as the Athletics are hosting the first-place Atlanta Braves. They lead their division by 4.5 games. We're going to have some fun out here tonight. Memorial Day, all-time the Athletics since moving to Oakland in 1968, are 28-23 on Memorial Day. Johnny Dosco is with us here. J.D., perfect night to call a game for you in that booth.
Oh, it's gorgeous, Townie, and I tell you what, I love the 5:07 start. I love the early start, and the fans are filing in here, and it's going to be a good crowd tonight, so it should be fun.
And, of course, the Atlanta Braves, they're not very good at home this year, but where they are good is on the road. They're actually the best team in Major League Baseball on the road, and this starts a road trip for them.
It is, and you know, I was surprised the other day, Townie, when I saw that they were off to their best start through 50 games, 31-19 overall, since 2003. All those great Braves teams we've seen over the last couple of decades, and the best record they've ever had through 50 games was this year, since 2003. So they got a good ball club. Obviously, you see the lineup. It speaks for itself, and Soroka coming back to pitch after almost 1,100 days since he last stepped on a major league mound. So it should be interesting to see the much-anticipated 2023 debut of Soroka. It should be interesting. Of course, Paul Blackburn for the A's today, Tony, yeah. So it should be fun.
Yeah, it's crazy. 1,029 days. It's Michael Soroka. He doesn't want to be Mike anymore. It's Michael. Oh. So Michael is on the mound against Paul Blackburn. And how odd is this? Where we are in the season, it's not like we're talking about two young guys making their debuts. We're talking about two veteran guys making their debuts. Pretty odd, but something that, you know, which Paul Blackburn are we going to see? We're going to see the guy in the first 13 starts who had a 2.26 ERA and was an all-star, or the last eight starts who had a 7.94 earned run average?
Yeah, Townie, he got off to that incredible start last year. Of course, the lone all-star for the A's. I'll tell you what, it did lift this whole clubhouse up, though. You know, I saw when Blackburn got in and into the clubhouse and what it did for the veteran players, for the younger players, younger pitchers. So they're fired up for this start. And I know Blackburn couldn't wait to get out there. He had the setback after he had the nail issue, and then he had the setback with the blister. So he's been hankering to get out there for a while. So he's hungry to get going for sure.
All right, you guys have a good call, and I'll talk to you in the third inning.
All right, thanks, Townie. Appreciate it.
Johnny Dosco and the broadcast team. Coming up, Lucas Ercig, the kid from Campbell, grew up in the South Bay, an unbelievable story, now pitching for the Oakland Athletics, was a former position player. He'll join us next right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
We are right in the middle of major season on the PGA Tour. Hey, those guys are good, but it won't stop you from having a great golf outing at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Just a short drive south of fast-paced Silicon Valley, the 27 holes of Championship Golf will give you and your friends a full day of enjoyment. Plus, a great 19th hole experience awaits at the Grill. Not only golf, but Cinnabar Hills is ready to provide a first-class experience for any event. Learn more at CinnabarHills.com, CinnabarHills.com.
Thanks to the Xfinity 10G network, my little brother's friends won't leave our house. When I was their age, internet with basically no interruptions was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Now through June 21st, new customers can get 200 megabit internet on the Xfinity 10G network for just $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
This is A's Total Access.
It's always great to talk about a Bay Area guy who grew up an A's fan, now playing for the A's. Here is Lucas Ercik.
I've told plenty of people this over the last couple of days. It's just baseball's it's full circle for me. Growing up in the Bay Area, being an Oakland A's fan myself, and going to Cal, and eventually getting drafted by the Brewers and all that stuff. But to be able to be here and have this opportunity to, pitch for my hometown team is surreal. I still haven't come down from it.
I know. It's just like you're wearing the uniform. And first time you're wearing the uniform, you walk out onto the field. What was that like?
Just a bunch of memories of me, going to A's games growing up. I've never actually stepped foot in on the field. So, doing that for the first time, it was kind of like a breath of fresh air.
You've had a very interesting story. Talk about that story of getting drafted and just how everything has been for you to where you are now.
Yeah. I did both in college. I hit and pitch. And when I got drafted by the Brewers, the pitching took the back seat and kind of, kept it in my back pocket, but never really thought of it as being, a reality. So for me to revisit, being a pitcher and kind of, saying sayonara to the offensive side of baseball, it was a little hard for me to understand at first. I didn't really want to let go of that passion that I had for hitting, but, developing more and more into a pitcher, season by season for the last couple of years has really put things into perspective for me and realizing that, not a lot of people get the second opportunity that I did, and I made sure that I was going to do everything I could to, take advantage of it.
Now, we have mentioned here on this show, if the A's get in a pinch, I looked at your numbers, you hit bombs at AAA. I'm just saying, if the A's get in a pinch, I'm looking down, I might be saying, Ursay, grab a bat. I mean, you've got numbers in AAA. Mm-hmm. What do you think if, like, all of a sudden they said, hey, man, get the bat, let's let it rock?
I'm definitely not asking, for approval or anything like that, but, I'd always be ready for sure.
Because you had some pretty deep, it's not like you didn't have numbers at AAA. You had numbers.
Yeah. I swung it a little bit for sure, but, haven't picked up a bat in a couple of years, and, it hasn't really been a thought for me, but, like I said, if the opportunity presents itself, then, I'm more than willing.
We always talk about how things change in our life beyond, what happens between the line. Talk about changes in your life off the field are the reason why you're here today.
Yeah. I made some off-field changes, and I think COVID really exposed that for me. Putting down the bottle was one of the biggest things that I could have done in my life. I think it was the greatest decision I've ever made moving forward, especially just for, my relationships outside of the field, too. It kind of put things into perspective for me. It made me realize that, there's a lot more to be thankful for and a lot more out there for me to go get.
So. Yeah, I know where you're at. I had a little health scare, and I haven't had a drink in a year and 5 months.
Right on.
And really changed my life.
Good, yeah.
Relationships. Job-wise, that's why I'm so proud of you. When I heard about that, and people don't realize how you get your life back in so many different ways, and
yeah.
That's why I'm so happy for you. The battle on the outside has helped you so much now.
100%. And I keep going back to it, but it's a perspective thing, and you find out you you find out how much more thankful you are for these little victories that you can find throughout the day. I think those go for, I think those are overlooked, you know, throughout the course of your day. But I, you know, something that I always go back to is just looking for little opportunities to be thankful and kind of take a step back and say, wow, you know, that's really cool.
Let's end on this. For you and for a lot of the guys on the team right now, I've always said Oakland is the land of opportunity. Just talk about this opportunity for your career and what this could mean for you long term.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I didn't believe it when my AAA manager in Nashville told me. I still don't, you know, really believe it now. But, you know, just being here and kind of slowly realizing that this opportunity is in front of me and I'm living through it right now is just incredible. Being in Oakland, I know, you know, we're a very young team and I've only been here a week, but I can just tell that there's a lot of talent here and we're just staying positive with the vibes. You know what I mean? We're not going into games thinking we're going to lose. We're just going out there trying our best and having fun doing it. And, you know, we're learning every day.
To hear the entire interview, to go to athletics.com/A'sCast, or you can watch it on the A's YouTube channel. Jessica Kleinschmidt is here. That means it's a big game. Next, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Is convenience a state of mind or a real thing? At Extra Mile, it's a real thing, and it's in everything they do. The stores are spacious, organized, clean, and well-lit, so you can get in quickly, get what you need, and keep going. It's just what you'd expect from a place serving up the hot and fresh food and snacks you love. So treat you right and check out Extra Mile's fresh take on the convenience store experience. Extra Mile convenience stores at select Chevron and Texaco locations.
This is Chris Townsend, and if you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see my friends at the Chicken Pie Shop at Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
We are right in the middle of major season on the PGA Tour. Hey, those guys are good, but it won't stop you from having a great golf outing at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Just a short drive south of fast-paced Silicon Valley, the 27 holes of championship golf will give you and your friends a full day of enjoyment. Plus, a great 19th hole experience awaits at the grill. Not only golf, but Cinnabar Hills is ready to provide a first-class experience for any event. Learn more at CinnabarHills.com, CinnabarHills.com.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
The pitch to Seth Brown now, and he drills one to right, way back, and no doubt, and that quickly, the A's have taken the lead, second deck.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day to you, too.
I wish I had, like, a smoker here and I could give you, like, smoked meats, but we're working today.
One of my favorite things on a day like this, you know, a Monday off for a holiday that we should be observing, is the smell of barbecue. And all my friends are at a barbecue right now.
Yeah,
and here we are.
Yeah. Yeah. We got baseball.
But we do have baseball, so that's okay. And, you know, I heard earlier from a little bird that Jonah Bride was on his way, and he is, of course, not only in the clubhouse but in the starting lineup. And he had a really difficult start to the season, but he's coming off a season where he did get his feet wet with the big league squad. So it's good to have him back. He's doing really well at the plate in AAA, so that's ultimately what got him the call-up. He had to work on some stuff going on with his legs, and I talked to him last year. He was on the A's Cast pregame, on A's Cast and the pregame show a little bit, talking about what he needs to work on in the offseason. He did work on some of that, like I mentioned, in his legs, and then how he is, I guess, trying to drive the ball a little bit more. And as far as his usage goes, he, of course, is starting at third base tonight, but they did say, and by they, I mean himself and Mark Kotze, said that he's probably going to have some innings at second base, and then he's also very versatile and he's able to play first base as well. But Townie, that does mean we did have to DFA somebody in Jesus Aguilar. And Cott said before the game you know, you come to a point in the season where you have to look at the team. And for Aguilar, the belief was they wanted him to get some solid at bats and some batting average against right-handed pitching, and that just doesn't, that wasn't happening. But then you bring in the factor of Brent Rooker's success and especially Ryan Noda's success over at first base, that's going to create a lot less opportunities for him. So he did say that Aggie was the consummate professional, and it just wasn't the right opportunity from a personal perspective either. So ultimately, that's what did it. And he did say, though, unfortunately, with the veteran presences, I mean, Aledmys Diaz isn't hitting the ball well, and Jace Peterson and Tony Kemp, this could be a message to send to them that it's time for the veteran guys to step up, because Aguilar didn't exactly fit the mold, and that could kind of constitute something that could happen for the rest of the veteran players.
Yeah, and I want to be sensitive to these guys and have respect, but obviously, today is Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. It is a checkpoint. You have veteran players who have been horrific, and they have not lived up to what you thought they were going to be. And we knew this was just a matter of time. And once one guy goes, you start to see it. And you can say it's sending a message. It doesn't matter anymore because you're 10-45.
Yeah.
So it's like, for this franchise to get better, it needs to get better with younger players. So this is just the start. Don't get too emotionally attached to the veteran guys. They're not going to be here long.
Absolutely. Think about it. Last season, it was Jed Lowry. It was Elvis Andrus. It was Stephen Piscotty. These guys, same thing happened, but they also weren't performing. And like we mentioned, we talked to David Forrest just the other day about it. We want the young players to succeed. They need their opportunities. Aguilar has had his opportunities many a time, and that's why these guys are on the team to continue those opportunities. But if they don't take advantage of it, that's when you get DFA'd. So it's great for Jonah. I'm glad he's back. He, of course, is tearing things up, and we're kind of hoping they even compared him to J.J. Bladé, who is, of course, doing really well right now. Hopefully Jonah's success at the plate continues up here.
Yeah, Jonah's earned everything he gets.
And absolutely.
And that's what makes him definitely one of the good stories. Well, enjoy the rest of your day here at the Coliseum on Memorial Day.
Thanks, Tony. You too.
And coming up next, Vince Catronio with a Memorial Day tribute as we get you ready for A's baseball right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Chevron with Techron has unbeatable engine cleaning power, and it gives you unbeatable mileage for all kinds of unbeatable destinations, like time in the sun at the beach, or time in the sun riding roller coasters, or a day in the sun hiking mountains. Well, probably just one mountain would be enough for a day, but hiking a mountain is still an unbeatable choice for how to spend time. Download the Chevron app now to get unbeatable mileage at locations near you.
This is Chris Townsend. There are two things that are a must for me: comfort and style. Whether I'm playing golf, going to dinner, I've got to have the right feel. That's why I've partnered with LinkSole, and you're going to love LinkSole. They have just released their new spring line, new fabrics for their polos, lightweight and perfect for technical performance. LinkSole also has new styles for their layers and hoodies with cool prints and seasonal colors. You know what they say in the big leagues: look good, play good. Go to LinkSole.com. That's LinkSole.com.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Every last Monday of May, officially a holiday as of 1971, Memorial Day takes pause to honor those men and women who served in the United States military and lost their lives. As far back as May 30th, 1871, there has been a connection between professional baseball and that date, as a game between Boston and Forest City took place in the National Association, which in turn would become the National League. Escaped slave Frederick Douglass was at Arlington National Cemetery that day for what was known as Decoration Day, honoring fallen soldiers. A's second baseman Tony Kemp narrates a small portion of that speech.
Dark and sad will be the hour to this nation when it forgets to pay grateful homage to its greatest benefactors. The offering we bring today is due alike to the patriot soldiers dead and their noble comrades who still live. For whether living or dead, whether in time or eternity, the loyal soldiers who imperiled all for country and freedom are one and inseparable.
Decoration Day began in 1868, and while it included all fallen soldiers and future conflicts, it wasn't to be known as Memorial Day until 1971. Due to the pandemic, there was no Major League Baseball Memorial Day in 2020. But at no time since the first World Series in 1903 has the national pastime suspended play due to conflict. In fact, in January of 1942, Baseball Commissioner Kennesaw Mountain Landis contacted then-President Franklin Roosevelt about stopping play as World War II began to escalate. FDR responded with what was known as the Green Light Letter, imploring baseball to continue as a morale booster for the country. From World War I through conflicts in the Middle East, baseball players have joined the armed forces. Christy Mathison served in the Army Gas and Fire Division. 64 Hall of Famers served in the armed forces during World War II, and the commitment continued through the right-hand reliever Mitch Harris with the St. Louis Cardinals, who had two tours of duty in the Middle East. Ted Williams missed three full seasons in World War II as a fighter instructor and played only 43 games over two seasons during the Korean War. He talked about his emotions of what he needed to do.
Scared to death, holding on, and I said in the cockpit, I said, if there's anybody up there who can help me, now's the time to do it. I did say that.
Williams would fly 39 combat missions. Yogi Berra was a 19-year-old seaman, second class for one of the pivotal moments of World War II, D-Day, as he discussed the orders and responsibilities.
We got over to Plymouth, England. We waited for the invasion. It was supposed to be on June 5th. We got called back because the weather was too rough. And then June 6th, they had to go to it. And the weather got a little better, but it was still rough. They have four of us, rocket boats, we call them.
Right.
They have four of us out there. They lower you down in the crane. And there's another time you got to be careful when you step it off to make sure the boat hit the water. And then we would circle and then we go in.
It was 2 years before he made his major league debut in 1946 with the Yankees. While hundreds of players served over the years in the armed forces, interrupting their playing careers, Mitch Harris did the opposite, attended the Naval Academy and pitched there, served overseas, and when his hitch ended, he reached the majors with St. Louis in 2015, knowing that his training helped him attain another goal.
It turned me into the man I am today, and you develop the leadership qualities that you need on and off the field when it comes to work ethic and discipline, and it's definitely helped me to push to fulfill my dream of becoming a professional baseball player, and that's been since 1921. Nemo Gaines was the first guy to do it, and I'm very honored to be able to follow in his footsteps and be the second. We're trying to represent the Naval Academy and the Navy really well here.
That was an impressive big league debut for Mitch Harris.
All right, everybody, let's go. Stand up, get proud. Let's go, Navy.
Once again, Major League uniforms today will feature a special patch of the poppy, the longtime symbol of those who died in war, and a commemorative Memorial Day emblem on their caps. As we honor those who lost their lives serving our country, we are reminded that even though baseball continued uninterrupted, many of the sport's greatest stars gave their support with service to their country without cause for harm to their careers.
Who's feeling pretty confident about the SUV they drive? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
We're a family of six, and our Honda is definitely like our number seven. It's a part of our family.
My Honda CR-V has beauty, brains, and talent.
From the fuel-efficient CR-V hybrid to the rugged Passport to the three-row Pilot, there's a Honda SUV for every style of NorCal driver. All on sale now at your NorCal Honda dealer. For details, ask anyone who owns a Honda or visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Innovation is at the core of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students preserve genetic information from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and the entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
3-2, swing and a miss. He went soft and got him again on a changeup. That's seven strikeouts, an ongoing new career high for Paul Blackburn.
A's Cast is your 24/7 home for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Time now for the stat of the day, brought to you by Cal State East Bay. Well, two of the top base stealers in all of baseball are here. Yes, and we're talking stolen bases. Ronald Acuna Jr., he leads the National League with 22. By the way, he's on pace. I want to talk about how special this kid is when he's healthy. He's on pace for 34 home runs and 67 stolen bases. That's an unbelievable year. And obviously, we've been talking about Ruiz all year long. He leads all of baseball, including the American League, with 27 steals and 16 in the month of May. Our old buddy Matt Olson is here. Remember, 67 career home runs at the Coliseum, tied for 10th all time with Dwayne Murphy and Matt Stairs. And Sean Murphy is going to be here. And you got Walt Weiss, who's on the coaching staff. You also have Ron Washington. So it's going to be fun to see a lot of XAs here in Braves uniforms. Coming up next, it's the Skipper and the Voice right here as we get you ready for A's baseball on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Baseball season is officially here, and there's no better time to build your collection of Topps trading cards. Topps packs feature everything from top stars, rookies, game-used memorabilia, and autographs from players around the league, as well as special inserts and surprises. Visit your local hobby shop, retailers, and Topps.com to collect the first product of the season, Topps Series 1 Baseball. Follow at Topps on social media to join the conversation and start sharing your collection today.
The doctor will see you now.
But do they really? Do they see you as a mother who's a daughter and a caregiver? Fearless, but sometimes fearful? A health nut with a French fry habit? An O-positive geologist named Patty, who's here today for a melanoma exam? At Kaiser Permanente, we believe the only way to care for all of you is by seeing all that is you. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you. Learn more at kp.org.
This is A's Total Access.
On Memorial Day, it's A's baseball, the A's and the Braves. Atlanta coming in for a little interleague series here. First of three, and Mark Cossey is with us. And Mark, let's talk about the moves of the day, and especially that the fact that Paul Blackburn is here off the IL, and Jonah Bryant has been called up from AAA.
Yeah, you know, for Paul, he's grinded through these injuries, mainly with his hand and finger, but we're excited to have him back. You know, he was an all-star for us last year, and getting an all-star back on the mound tonight, that's a good feeling. It's for Bryant coming back and rejoining us. He's had a lot of success recently in AAA, and we're looking for, you know, him to come up and provide a spark for the offense.
And especially to call someone up when they're hot. How important is that?
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, he's got a lot of confidence right now and at the plate. And, you know, we always talk about hitting being contagious. So hopefully he starts something here and we can get this lineup turned over and building some confidence.
And hopefully with Blackburn to have a veteran who could lead this rotation, Cuts.
Yeah, it's nice. It's definitely nice to have a veteran. He's an innings-eating guy. He knows how to manage a game really well. And, you know, we're hopeful that his first start back, he shows or signs of how he opened the year last year with the All-Star bid.
And the corresponding moves involve Garrett Acton, the relief pitcher, going back down to AAA. And you guys had the DFA Jesus Aguilar.
Yeah, we did. For Acton going back down, you know, this kid, like I said yesterday in the post game, he's got 14 days in the big leagues. He faced the World Series championship team, and he didn't execute his pitches. And that's the reality is these guys are good enough to hit anything really over the middle of the plate, and they did. So it's a learning experience for him. I'm sure he'll be back with us at some point. You know, for Aguilar, you know, obviously, you know, it didn't work out the way we kind of foresaw it. You know, he's a contributing player, you know, to winning ball clubs, and where we're at right now, there was a change that needed to be made, and you know, his limited amount of playing time, I think it's best both for Aguilar and for ourselves to change direction right now.
Was it also an endorsement of the way that Ryan Noda has played?
Yeah, Ryan's done a great job, and you know, as a young player, the success he's continued to have through 2 months, you know, he's earned this opportunity to go over there and play first base every day.
How important would be like a game like yesterday for Noda? Couple of hits, leadoff home run, to have the validation and to have all the hard work come to fruition with a big game like that.
Yeah, it's great, you know, and we talked about it. Confidence is important here at this level, and, you know, every little bit that these guys can get individually from their success hopefully will help the group get that, gain that confidence as well. But, you know, as well as anybody that wins, really, you know, breed the confidence, and that's something that we're after and we're pursuit of, and we know that how difficult it has been, and we've acknowledged that, but we're ready to go out and we have a new day to go out and win.
You could use a few of those right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we all could, from a fan standpoint, from a ownership standpoint, all the way down, right?
Yeah, no doubt. What about the starting pitching going forward now, Cots, with Blackburn here? I'm thinking of guys like Hogan Harris and Caprillion. How does that play out right now?
Yeah, you know, we're looking at the rotation right now, and there's the possibility of, you know, reinserting Hogan into the role. And then we would have six starters, basically. So we'll see what we're going to do with Waldichuk. He came out of the pen 2 days ago. There might be a chance to pitch him out of the pen and evaluate it and see where we go.
Okay, Tony, that's the skipper on this Memorial Day, and we'll send things back over to you.
It's a beautiful night here at the Coliseum. It's the start of a three-game set. One of the best teams in baseball in town, the Atlanta Braves. And like we told you earlier, nobody is better on the road. In Atlanta, they're just 15-14, but on the road, they're 17-7. It's going to be a good series. It's the A's and the Braves next. And don't you forget, I'll talk to you after the ball game.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.